listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
So Joshua, Adam, William, Arbuthnot, put on the board, hoops. We have a new Canada West champion for the eighth time. The Calgary Dinos are Canada West champions, led by a ferocious game. That is the word you have to use to describe this. Ferocious. 38 points from Nate Petrone, setting the all-time record for Calgary Dinos in a playoff game. And how's about Noah Wharton not to be too outdone himself? He led in threes. He had four threes in this game. And then Aiden Smith, he got hot in this one, shooting 3 of 7. Declan Peterson almost had a double-double for the Dinos in this one. Saran got hot at the start of the game, had a few big buckets there. I want to give a shout to Sullivan on the UBC side of things here, because he was on fire. He got it to 4 with the big 3, and then Calgary pushed. That's as close as UBC could get in this one. UBC does clinch a berth in the Nationals, where it will be held in UBC. So they will still have another kick to go get a national championship. But Calgary just came out shooting a blistering 72% from the field in the first, shooting 50 in the second, and then again 70 in the third. And again, it's not like UBC played bad in this game. Calgary was just on all cylinders of perfect basketball in this game. They ended up shooting 60% from the field in this one. It's hard to compete with that type of shooting going on. And UBC won in a lot of the key areas in this one. They won in the rebound battle 40-31. The assist battle 19-18. Points in the paint, they won 46-42. But the turnovers really killed them in this one. They turned the ball over in this one 13 times. 9 of those were steals by Calgary. And Calgary got 21 points off of turnovers to the 15 of UBC in this one. And hence, the University of Calgary Dinos are Canada West champions again for the 8th time. And what a victory. What a run for this team to do it. They really get a sweep of all the BC teams, beating the Trinity Western Spartans at home, then beating Victoria, and now beating UBC to get to this spot. And, you know, it was an interesting path of how all these games happened here. Obviously, they have the loss to Lethbridge for their last regular season home game on senior night. And they go the following week, they face Regina, they get those back, and then they come back home to face the Trinity Western Spartans. Belvin balls out to start out in that game. And you can see things were still trying to get things back on the road after the Lethbridge loss. But since exploding, I believe it was in the second or third quarter of that Trinity Western game, they have just been in an absolute tear right now. And obviously, you know, I'm the broadcaster for the University of Calgary. Let's put the biases up front right now. But, you know, I always say too, as a broadcast, and by the way, I got to give an absolute shout out. I will do this on the Put on the Board Instagram as well in a bit here. It's just been busy with phone calls and everything like that. But I got to give a shout to the UBC broadcasters. I forgot the two gentlemen's name, but shouts to them. They did a tremendous job. And with Nationals coming up, they couldn't have a better team there. So congratulations to those guys. When we get to Nationals, or we watch the game, and I'll get their names in because I want to give them a shout, because they were absolutely tremendous as a crew for this championship game. I thought both just called an excellent game on it. So shouts to the UBC broadcast side of things. And as I was saying with biases and whatnot, I think when you have a championship game like this, all of us in the broadcast side of things, we work for the Huskies, we work for the Dinos, we work for UBC, Trinity Western, Vic, whoever. But when you start getting to any of these games, you got to remember too that you have families on the other side of that team, and you are echoing to them just as much as you're echoing to your home base. And I thought UBC excelled in that position tonight. So they did a really good job there. As far as I was kind of saying with the biases of things, obviously I've only really seen the Dinos and the Canada West teams play. So I don't know what the Quebec League is doing, the Maritimes side of things, and the Ontario League. I haven't got a chance to see a lot of those teams. But what this Calgary Dinos team is doing right now, they are, well, they have Nate Patrone. And Nate Patrone right now, we'll see if he gets the U Sport Player of the Year. He was a Canada West Player of the Year, so shout to the Magic Man. And he was magic tonight, just once again. Just what a performance by him and Noah. And, you know, we're going to get ready to head here to the Natties. And I'm hoping to line up some interviews here with the Calgary Dinos coming up here. So for those put on the board, Fresh Take listeners, I will have some interviews coming up here with those Calgary Dino players post-championship. So stay tuned for that. But it was the end of Canada West career side of things before we get to Nationals of Noah Warden, of Javier Ramos Escarado, of Dylan Lutz. So they are ending their Spencer Roberts, who just tremendous players for this Calgary Dinos team, and now they are done for their Canada West side, and now they will go to Nationals. It's been an honor to watch this team play. I've been lucky. This is kind of the selfish part of the broadcast right here. I've been lucky to watch some championship teams between, you know, the State Trojans winning their championships, seeing the Keanu Huskies run that they had last year, and being up in Fort McMurray to watch that atmosphere was absolutely fantastic. To see Scott Edwards and the Pandas win the first Canada West championship for Scott Edwards. They won that in the Jack Simpson. So that was a cool moment there to see Scott, a legend for coaching in Canada West, achieve that goal. So I've been, you know, privileged to be part of some of these championship games. And I, again, go back to that UBC team. They did such a good job in this one. What I was going to say is, as the championship teams that I've seen, this Calgary men's team, it's definitely up there with some of the best I've seen. It's just so well balanced. And getting Gershon Saran back, you want to talk about a guy that's had to deal with adversity. I did those interviews on Tuesday, and that was my favorite interview I did, because you can tell how much he loves this game, how much he wanted this. And so my favorite part of the game was when he got those first few buckets to go down, because you know this is a guy that was a rookie all-team Canada West guy last year. And he was a nice part of this rotation. And then the second half of the season was an absolute nightmare with that injury. And he got some big buckets to start out the game. So that was great. And then Aiden Smith, who won the Surge Shootout last year, he had been up and down with his shot. And he struggled a little bit in that first quarter. And then he got on fire. And he, you know, the headlines are going to be about Nate, and they rightfully should. But Aiden Smith hit some really big threes down the stretch. I thought Marty Sabaliauskas, he hit some big shots in this one. So obviously Nate's always going to get the headlines in this one, but you know, I talked to Beckett Johnson, and his message was always stay ready. He had that high of 25 minutes in that game against Vic, and he was a big defensive presence in that one. He played 10 minutes in this one. He stayed ready. He went 1-for-1 in this one. And I think Saran and Sabaliauskas, they're not going to explode off here, right? Bumanis had 2 points in this one, and he got a really big layup when it mattered. And like I said with Smith, he got big points when it mattered. Yeah, the double-double, the 38 and 10, is what's going to be the highlight from Patrone. And Wharton getting the 22 points and hitting the most threes in this one. And Declan, by the way, what a third quarter by Declan Peterson. He owned that third quarter. But I think, you know, it's cliche as it is, it's a great overall team effort by this University of Calgary Dinos team. And shout to Dan Van Horn on getting another Canada West championship. He hasn't had one since 2018-19, so he adds another one to what has been a historic season for him. He set the record for all-time wins by a Calgary coach this year with having 300. And now he also has a Canada West Championship, hoping to add a national championship to that. And shouts to Kyle Landry as well. His first championship as a coach in this. So that's very, very exciting. And before we kind of get out of here, just we'll have a few cleanup notes here. But again, shouts to UBC, a phenomenal UBC team. Like I said, they won a lot of the key stats in this one. It's a very well-coached team. I expect them to show out at Nationals. And I hadn't really got a chance to watch them because unfortunately they didn't come to the Jack Simpson for us to get a chance to watch them this year. But man, I'm really jealous of any broadcast team that got an opportunity to see this UBC team, because that's obviously they made the final, but that's a really good team, and it's a team that I hope when we get our schedules next year that I get an opportunity to see this UBC team up close, because that's a phenomenal team. They fought hard, and they just went against a historic performance by Nate Petrone and this Calgary Dinos team. So absolutely excited to see that, and can't wait to see what is going on next. We have an exciting week ahead here. We have CCA Nationals coming up. We have the Calgary High School Championships coming up. We have the U Sport Championships coming up. So it is March. The Madness is going to be going down. We have it in the NCAA, but we have a lot of exciting things up here in Canada, and we will be covering them all here on Put It On The Board Hoops. Until next time, folks, cheers, and enjoy the day, people.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at FreshTake42.